Gufe Omar Shmuel, Daf Hey Omid Beis, at the bottom. Gufe Omar Shmuel. Beis Shedonu Dineim Din. Elo Shenikro Bez Nechotzef. Yosef Rav Nachman Kom Alo Shmait. Eis Verobel Rav Nachman. אפילו שניים מזעקים ושניים מחייבים ואחד אמר אין ידי היסיפו עד היון ויסה את שניים שדונו דניים דין so why do they have to be מייסיף טו ויסה להווה כשניים שדונו שלגמור אין זה שענו הוס דמיקורי עדייתא דתלותא יסיב so when does Shmuel say שניים שדונו דניים דין לפלחתחילה the very outset. So it was the intended to decide it by two. Hoche lava daiti, say, Shannon, you got daiti, lotsi yasivo. Hoche lava daiti, lotsi yasivo. So, in other words, when the Shmuel say, the Shnaim Shedonu, lechatchile, it's lava daiti, lotsi. But in the case where lechatchile, they intended to have it decided by Bezdin of three, and then, because of the fact that one said in Yedeya, so they weren't able to be decided by Bezdin of three, so Mimele, we have to be Meisidayon. Now, Afon Shnai Mizaki, Mishnehi, Bizabir, Yisif Arayoni, the Havle Kiman Le Havre also, Vishtaka Vitreyu Dabe, Vanan Bino Mikoret Vote Diname, Gmar Dine Vitrey Dabe, Rube Shapedon. Now, Teise says, שניים שדונו, הודי נוקת שניים מישהו אפילו שניים הווה בזן חוצו. אבל הוא הדין אחד מדנאי, אחד נאמה דין הדין. וליפור בסומך רבעבוי מדונס הדין, אין דיו את יוחד. ולשמור לפורך, ואית יש לי דאגדיק, ניתן ילי כמון, וחכום אם אמרים פשור ביוחד, ובוי לפרוש את הים דרבונם שעקשין עם פשור לדין. So, קודם כשמור לשניים שדונו דיניים דין, so אפילו יוחד also. And it's mistaba like that because the Gemara says that Gimel Amud Aleph that Shmuel's din of Shnaim Shedonu Dineir din is in accord with Rav Acha Brei Ravike that Midrais Chadnamikosha. So the Eved even Chad is din din according to Shmuel. And so why does Shmuel say Shnaim? To advise us that even Shnayim so is the best Nechotzef. But the Evet, it is Din according to Shmuel, even Mech. Eitzve. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Eimei, Hadin Bishleishon, Upshoro Bishnayim. Now, when you have it in Torah, so then there are two ways of deciding the Din Torah. Either Din Torah, Din Gomu, or Pshor. Now, Din Torah so doesn't require the consent of the parties. But Pshoro requires the consent of the parties. Now, what does Pshoro mean? Pshoro means Pesher HaKorev L'Din. Pshoro doesn't mean, a Pshoro to be decided at the discretion of Dayonim who apply, communistic justice. That's not Pshoro. So Pshore means also it has to be decided in accordance with Dina Torah. But there is Alochei Merachmin Bedin. So sometimes when you render a psak according to the strict din, so it might be very harsh to one of the parties. It has to be that way because the Torah is not going, to change its aloches to fit the situation in every case. So that's why the halacha says in Rachman Bedin. But in a specific situation, the strict din might be harsh to one party. So let's say, for example, the Gemara in Asichas Ha'umni, certain carriers, so they were negligent and they broke all the chovias, all the barrels. So then, a rabbi, they came before Rabbi Bachone, the end of Asiras Ha'umni. So he told them, so the one who engaged the carriers, so not only did he refuse to pay them the wages, but he wanted, he held them, he said that he claimed from them the war because the damage done was much more than the wages. So Rabbi Bachone said, Och Tzadikim Tishmeir. Mantila v'derachtim in Och Tzadikim Tishmeir. So they agreed. But suppose they wouldn't agree. So then he would have to render a decision. Al Pidin, according to the strict deen. In the specific situation, the carriers were very poor. So melee it would be harsh to them. But in Rachman Bedin. So when the parties agree to Ipshore, so then they can render, they are at liberty to render a decision of either a deen or Pesher HaKorev Bedin. And Bidor Shabimomein, so if it is with the consent of the party, so they can do it. So that's Pshore. So the practice is whenever there is a deen Torah, and the parties agree to Ipshore, so they agree to Ipsag Deen that is based upon the strict Deen or Pesha HaKorev Deen. In other words, they leave it to the discretion of the Beis Din, the Dayanim. Because the Beis Din is not going to apply Ipshore if the strict Deen itself will not be harsh to any of the parties. So it's only if, because of the peculiar circumstances of the specific situation. So the strict deen will happen to be harsh to one of the parties. So in such a case, the Beis Din will decide on the basis of a pshore. But if the strict deen will not be harsh to any of the parties, so then why should Beis Din apply pshore? So whenever the Balei Din give their consent to Ipshore, so they give their consent to a deen or to Ipshore HaKorev LeDin in accordance with the discretion of the Dayan. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Hadim Bishleish. So if the Psak is deen, in other words, and the Balei Din, the parties do not agree to Ipshore, so then it has to require Shleish. But if there is the consent of the parties to Ipshore, so then is Bishnai. V'yofe keach pshore mikeach hadin. Sheshnayim shedonu baledinim yechilim larza behem. Ushnayim sheosu pshore sho'im baledin yechilim larza. So why? Shnayim sheosu pshore baledin yechilim larza behem. Sh'ari nisrat v'yau pienos. So the kashi is, now Shmuel says, Shmuel says Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din, and here Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Shnaim Shedonu Balei Din Yechin Larzav, and that means Ein Dineim Din. Dineim Din means that the Balei Din cannot be Chayzer. V'chi Teime, Plige Rabbonin Alei de Rav Shimon Gamliel. So in other words, two Rav Shimon Shmuel will say that the Rabbonon Achelikan Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'omer Rabavuye, Shnaim Shedonu L'divrei Hakel in Dineim Din. Shnaim Shedonu L'divrei Hakel in Dineim Din. So we see that Rabavuye, he agrees. So Rabavuye says, Rabavuye, is Chilkan Shmuel. So he says, Shnaim Shedonu L'divrei Hakel in Dineim Din. So the Gemara answers, Gabri Koromis. So Rabavuye says that. So, but Shmuel himself will hold that the Rabbonon of Hashim Gamliel Achilik, and they hold that Shnaim Shedonu Ein Balei Din Yechin Larzav. Only Rabbi Avuye says like it. Now, the thesis. Yofe Keyar Pshor. Teim. B'may Yofe Keyar Din My Yofe. Why does Hashim Gamliel say that the Pshim Kiyar Pshore is Yofi. In what way is it Yofi? Kiyar Din Namedum Yedi Pshore Shoyim Da Ashneyem Shedonu Ein Balei Din Yechin La'arzaben Kivin De Kibla Alay. Kivin De Kibla Alay. So Tezis Kashi is, why does the Rav Shimon Gamliel say that Yofi Kiyar Pshore Mikiyar Din? It's not that Yofi Kiyar Pshore Mikiyar Din, because pshore can only take place with the consent of the parties. So with the consent of the parties, so then, so mimele, they cannot be chayzer, even if it was done by shnai. But the same thing, if it in Torah is rendered, if the decision is on the basis of strict din, not pshore, but if the parties were mikabel the dayonim, so then it's also in yechin larzer. So it's not that the kiyach pshore per se is in itself is yofe than the kiyach din. It's only because pshore can only take place with the consent of the parties. But under the same circumstances, so the kiyach din is just as strong. V'nire v'mayre kegein diosu libitrei. We amrulu deinu isonu kmo yisheger gilim laaseis adin oi asulu nipshore kmo yisheger gilim laaseiso di bechai gav neyop. So in other words, so if they came to betray, and even though it was with their consent, we amrulu deinu isonu so then they are Yechelim Larzer. Why Yechelim Larzer? Because it's not Regilim Lasis Adin by two. It's Regilim Lasis Adin by three, not by two. So Mimele, so actually Thesis was only bothered by the Losh of Yofe Keach Pshore and Keach Adi. By the Losh, it's not Yofe because under the same circumstances that the Keach Pshore is Yofe, so Keach Adi is just as Yofe. So Teisves gives a teretz in the case where they came to Trey and said, Deinu Yisonu Kumisher Yigilun Laseis, so by Din, so it's Yechilim Larzer, by Pshorin Yechilim Larzer. So Mele, that explains the Losh. That explains the Losh. Now, the Chidush Aram mentions another Teretz. It's not the Ran's Teretz. The Ran himself disapproves of the Teretz. But he mentions another Teretz. He says now that when the Gemara says that Pshorin, the Gemara concludes at the end of Davor Medalev, that pshora v'hilches a pshora tzricho kinyan, the last line, the vora medalev. So that's why, so the discussion was based because of that conclusion of the Gemara. So since pshora is tzricho kinyan, so in any case where the baledin agreed to the psagdin of two, and they were mikabel kinyan, so certainly it's in yichin lar. That was the discussion. So the Ran mentions a Yesh Miforshim that when the Gemara says V'hilches a Pshore Tzricho Kinyen, so it doesn't mean Pshore Tzricho Kinyen that they have to be Mikabel Kinyen by that they will comply with the decision of these two Dayonim. Let's say they were Mikabel Kinyen for a Pshore and they were Mikabel these two Dayonim. So it doesn't mean pshore tzrochi kinyan that they have to be mikabel kinyan to comply with the decision of these two dayonim. No, that's not necessary. All that is necessary is that the baledin should be mikabel kinyan that they want a decision by means of pshore, on the basis of pshore. But they don't, it's not necessary that they should be mikabel upon themselves the decision of these two dayonim. In other words, suppose they want mikabel kinyan, that they want a pshor. They don't want strict din. They want a pshor. But they didn't say they are mikabel these two dayonim. And then, but they are just mikabel kinyan to have a pshor decision. Not a din decision, but a pshor decision. Then these two dayonim impose their din upon the baledin, even though the baledin were not mikabel these two dayonim. So the Arishenim will say, so it's also effective, the Psak din of the Pshore is effective, and it's any Balidin Yechil Lazar. It's a big Chiddush. It's a big Chiddush. So Mele, so true Pshore is Richo Kinyan, Pshore is Richo Kinyan, but Pshore is Richo Kinyan doesn't mean that they have to be Mikabel Kinyan to have a Pshore, and that they will comply with the Psak din of the Pshore of these two Dayonim. No. All they have to do is to be Mikabel Kinyan that they want a Pshore rather than a Din. Because that's the schus of the Baal Din, to have a decision rendered on the basis of Din or on the basis of Pshore. Pshore also means Pesha HaKorlin. As I said before, it doesn't mean just at the whim of the Dayonim. It means Pesha HaKorlin. So the Baal Din have a schus to demand Dafke Din, not Pshore. But if they want Pshore, so they have to be Mikabel Kinyan. But once they are Mikabel Kinyan, that they want Pshore, they are not at liberty to say, we want the Pshore decided only by these two Dayonim. We don't want by other Dayonim. No, then the Dayonim can impose their Pshore. Once the Baal Din agree to a Pshore, and want Mikabel Kinyan for a Pshore, even though they did not agree to these Pashronim, So the Dayonim, the two Dayonim, can enforce their decision. That's a big Chiddush. Some Mele, it's Yofi. Some Mele, it is Yofi. Some Mele, it is Yofi. The Ram rejects that. So the Ram Shita is that the Pshat in Pshore Tzricho Kinyan is not only that they have to be Mikabel Kinyan, that they want Pshore rather than Din, but they have to be Mikabel Kinyan, they want Pshore, and that they agree to the Pshore by the Zayonim. But if they want Mikabel Kinyan, they want the Pshore, so, but they don't want these Dayonim, so then these two Dayonim cannot impose their Psak of the Pshore upon the Baal Din. But we have to understand the Chite of the Yesh Mifarshim, of the Ram. I mean, what kind of Aloha is it? So we see a big Chiddush, and that we'll see from other Rishenim also. From other Rishenim also. Perhaps, I mean, other Rishenim are chilek on that. But from these Rishenim, we certainly see a big Chiddush. Now, what's the Pshat of Pshore? The Gemara says, Pshore Tzroch HaKinyan. The Gemara concludes, Hiluch has a Pshore Tzroch HaKinyan. Hiluch has a Pshore Tzroch HaKinyan. And then, the Rishenim states, what does it mean, Pshore Tzroch HaKinyan? So, Pshore Tzroch HaKinyan, Ligabe the nitva, ligabe the nitva. That means that if al pidin, so that the teveya has no real claim. But there was a psak on the basis of pshore. Let's say al pidin, so the plaintiff is not entitled to any money. He has a claim of $1,000, but al pidin, so he's not entitled to one penny. And then the psak of the pshore was, his claim was $1,000. The nitva said he doesn't owe him anything. And then there was a psak of the pshore, on the basis of the pshore was that the nitva should pay $500. And it turns out that Al-Pedin, the Nitva doesn't have to pay anything. But he was Mikabel Pshore. And the Psak of the Pshore was that the Nitva has to pay $500. So the Amin Rishenim would say, in such a case, there must be Kinyan. Because since Al-Pedin, the Nitva doesn't have to pay anything. And only on the basis of Pshore that Dayonim said that the Nitva should pay $500. So, in other words, so that requires Kabbalah's Kinyan. So it must be based upon his Ischaivis. His Ischaivis. His Ischaivis B'dvorim Ba'alme is not valid. So Memele, there must be Kinyan. Masha'in Kein, if Al-Pedin, let's say, if Al-Pedin, he is Mechuyev to pay the whole $1,000, the whole money in the claim. the whole $1,000. And then the psak din of the pshore, of the pesher akor ledin, was that the nitva, instead of paying the whole $1,000, which is obligated according to strict din, so he should pay only, he should pay because of the special circumstances of the situation, so that the justice of the dayonim, of the pesher akor ledin, was that in this specific case, the nitva should pay only $500. $500, rather than the whole thousand, which Al-Pedini is mechuyev to pay. So then in such a case, even if there was no Kabbalist king, and there are many Rishenim say, so it's valid as long as they were mikabel, because in such a case, we don't have to resort to ischaives, we have to resort to mechile, from the teveya. Because since Al-Pedin, he is mechuyev to pay to the Teveya $1,000. And what was the psak din of the Pshore? The psak of the Pshore was that he should pay only $500. And the Teveya agreed. So even though Bezdin was not mikabel kiyum from the Teveya, so, but there was Mechile, he agreed. And Pshore is Einitzri, and Mechile is Einitzorach king. But however, the Arishenim would say that even when it's a question of Mechile, not of Ischaives, it also requires Kiyan. Even though generally Mechile is in its Kiyan, but here it's different. Here it's different. So what's the Pshat and Pshore? So the Pshat and Pshore is that it's not really a Psak Din. It's not a Din. It doesn't have a Chaleis Shem of Mishpot, of Din. It's not Din. It's only Ischaives and Mechile. What does Pshore mean? Pshore means Reuben and Shimon. They are the Baladin, they become for Bezdin. So Bezdin suggests to them that they should agree to a Pshore. So then Bezdin is the Kabbal Kinyan. Now they don't know what the outcome will be, what the rights of the parties are according to the strict din. So there is a possibility that according to the strict din, so the nitva is mechuyev to pay the whole claim, the $1,000 that is demanded by the teveya. Or it might be that it's klapishmaye galye, that according to the din, the nitva is not mechuyev to pay even one penny. They don't know. So because of that, since they don't know, they agree to a pshore. The Bezdin should exercise its own discretion and render a decision on the basis of pshore. A basis of pshore. So that means that each one is making a concession. Because the Teveya is making a concession when he agrees, when Bezdin is mikabel kinyan from the Teveya. So the Teveya, when he's mikabel kinyan, so then he in effect agrees that even now he is claiming $1,000. So in case he is entitled to his $1,000, so he agrees to be memeichel his claim, if that will be the decision by Bezdin. So he agrees to be memeichel his claim, of the whole claim or part of the claim, in accordance with the discretion of the Bezdin, the justice, the sense of justice of Bezdin. So on the part of the Teveya, when he's mikabel kinyan, when Bezdin is mikabel kinyan from the Teveya, so what does it mean? That when Bezdin is mikabel kinyan from the Teveya, so the Teveya in effect agrees that even if he's entitled to his claim, but if according to the discretion of Bezdin, he should not collect the whole claim, he should collect only part of the claim, or he should not collect anything. Let's say Bezdin in his discretion deems that the Teveya should not collect anything, that the Teveya might be a millionaire and the Nitva might be a very poor man, so according to the justice of the Bezdin, so he shouldn't collect anything. So when Bezdin is mikabel kinyan from the Teveya in effect agrees that if according to the justice of the Bezdin, so he shouldn't collect, so even though he's entitled al-Pedin to collect, he's made part of the whole claim. So when Besen is mikabel kinyan from Teveya, so what is it? What kind of a kabbalas kinyan is it? And Michil, when Besen is mikabel kinyan from the Nitva, so what does the Nitva in effect agree? Now the Nitva doesn't want to pay. Doesn't want to pay. But is mikabel kinyan that in case, now according to the din, let's say it might be that he wouldn't have to pay a penny. But it might be that according to the sense of justice of the Besden, he should pay something. He should pay $500. So he's mikabel kinyan that even though alpidin, it'll turn out that he doesn't have to pay a penny. But if in the discretion of Besden he should pay, so he's mischayev himself to pay, as Besden will tell. So when Besden is mikabel kinyan from the Teveya, so it is kabbalas kinyan and mechile. When Besden is mikabel kinyan and the Nitva, it is kabbalas kinyan and mischayev. So memele we could say, so one interpretation of Pshore, of the whole essence of Pshore, is that Pshore does not even have a chaleis din of gmar din, of mishpot. It's not mishpot. It's just a settlement. It's a settlement. Now, two parties can enter into any agreement, into any settlement. They don't need a psak din of Besdin. So they can, so two parties, well, one can agree that, let's say, he can agree it will only be towing the shayla over the asmachta kanye or asmachta loy kanye. But let's say, if it will not involve the shayla of asmachte, so they can enter into any agreement. So two parties, Reuven and Shimon, so Reuven can agree, he can be mikal. See, so he can agree that if they'll throw a coin and it'll fall on heads, so he'll pay Shimon $100. If it'll fall on tails, so Shimon will pay him $100. They can enter into that agreement. So when Besden is mikabel kinyan from the baledin, so it's only a settlement. It's an agreement. It doesn't have a chaliz din of mishpot. It's not in Torah. It's a chaliz din of mishpot. It just happens that the baledin, they do not agree to, you know, to a decision that is based upon communistic justice. So they agree only upon a decision that is based upon something that is close to them. But in Achaname, if they will say, we agree to any decision, we don't care. So it's the same. So it's Mechile, it's Ischaibes, it's Mechile on the path. From the point of view of the Teveya, it's Mechile, and from the point of view of the Nitva, it's Ischaibes. So it doesn't even have a Chalishem of Din. It doesn't have a Chalishem of Din. It's only a Chetimtze. The Psag Din is only a Chetimtze. So that's the Tnai in there Ischaibes. It's only a Tnai in there Ischaibes. So one can say, if it will keep on raining for 7 days, then I'll pay $500. So here, instead of mentioning that Tnai, if it will keep on raining for 7 days, so that Tnai is if the Dayan in his discretion will say, I have to pay $500. So the decision by the Dayan is only Tnai, and it doesn't have a Chalishem of Din. Or it does have a Chalishem of Din. It does have a Chalishem of Din. But they don't pass me according to the Din. The answer is, so there is a halacha. After all, the Gemara mentions psukim. The Gemara mentions psukim of pshore. Mishpot u'tzdoko. So, v'alikom mokim sheyesh mishpot in tzdoko, u'tzdoko in mishpot, eloze, eloizeu mishpot sheyesh v'tzdoko, v'meze b'tzua. So in other words, so there is a halacha in dinemomenes, because dinemomenes is nitnu imchile, and because dinemomenes is nitnu ischaives. So Mimele, where the Baledin, Al Mikabel, so then the Besden can render a Psag Din that is Pshore. That is Pshore. And then that Pshore is itself the Din. It's not a Din without the Kabbalah. But once there is a Kabbalah, so the Psag of the Pshore is the Din Tor. So it's not ordinary Schaives, it's not just an ordinary agreement on the basis of it now. And the Tnai happens to be a discretion of Dayonim. No, it's a Din Torah. Now let's say So if it does not have a halachic din, so then we don't even need an idayonim. They can make it sure that the child of three should decide. They can make it sure on the basis of his chayves. But if it has a halachic din. But there is aloha in the moment, so there is exosakosu that are two kinds of psakim. There is one psak of strict din that doesn't require any kabbalah by the baal din, and there is another psak din Torah that is special hakorev lidin that requires the consent of the Baladin and also Kabbalah Skinyan, whatever it is. But it has a Chalei Shem Din Torah. It's not just his Chayves and Mechile an Itnai. And the decision by the Dayonim happens to be Itnai, like a decision by a child. It can be a decision by a child. No. It has a Chalei Shem Din. Now, so, of course, that Yesh Miforshim that the Ran mentions, that even though Pshore is Sricho Kinyan, so it only means they have the Baladin have to be Mikabel Kinyan. They have to be Mikabel Kinyan, that they want Pshore. They want the Psag Din of Pshore rather than the Psag Din of Din God. But once they are Mikabel Kinyan and Pshore, so then they cannot say, but we don't want a decision of Pshore by this Dayonim. We want a decision of Shore by other Dayonim. They're not at liberty. So obviously it's not a simply Schaives and a simple Mechile. Because if it's based upon a simply Schaives and a simple Mechile, how can Dayonim impose upon them their decision when the Baladin didn't even agree to their decision? So according to that, Chite, there is no doubt that it's not just a Ischaives and Mechile, but it also has a Chalishem Din Torah. And in the Momenes, which is Nitnu Mechile, Nitnu Ischaives, if it is with the consent of the Paradise, so then there can be two kinds of Mishpot. The Mishpot of the strict Din, and Mishpot Sheyesh Bitzdok of Pesher HaKorban. But it has a Chalishem. So Mimele, the Yesh Miforshim hold that once the Amikabel Kinyan for a Pshore, so then the Dayonim can impose their Psak, even though they are not willing to abide by the Psak of these Dayonim. They want to abide only by the Psak of the Dayonim. Alright, so of course, according to the Yesh Miforshim, there is no Shaila that it has a Chalishem. According to other Rishenim, most Rishenim, of course, are Chilik and that Chitim. So there is no Hechech. But it's still very likely that all Rishenim agree. That Pshore has a Chalishem of the. Alright, now let's we'll see that. More further, yes?
Part of the Yesh Miforshim, so when people agree, so then the Dayanim can come from the outside and impose. So these Dayanim have to be
Yochid
Mumche, or others
that
have
No, it doesn't have to be Yochid Mumche. But they have to know something. Otherwise, if they don't know anything, if they're Maratzim Gmurim, how can they decide upon a Pesha Akor Lidin? They don't know what the din is. So how can they ever arrive at the Pesha Akor Lidin?
Yeah, we're not in Shor B'Yochid, so
Pshore b'yochid, but then there is Pshore b'yochid, but then there is the Shulchan Aruch Tzimin Yudveis mentions the Shitas Rishenim that it has to be Davke Shnayim, yochid not. That too we'll have to discuss, you see. That in itself will be a Raya. I mean, because the Ramo mentions one Shite, that Pshore does not require Shleisho. Now we pasken that Shnayim Shadonu, there's a Machlekes Rishenim. But many Rishenim pasken that Shnayim Shadonu ain't the name Din. That's Din. Mashenkim Pshore, so it's Dinam Din. So, how about Yochit Shadon Pshoro? So, there are two days in Shulchan Aruch. one day a year is the Tiv Yochid, and one day a year is the Dafke Shnai, but not Yochid. Not Yochid. Now that in itself shows, indicates, that that Psho is not just his Chayves, Michile, any condition. So then, I mean, you don't even need a Yochid. They can be mischayev on a condition that the monkey will decide. I mean, so it's also valid. But we see from that chite that yochid not that the shnayim. So we see that even pshore has a halishem din. Now, Simon Yudvei, Zachesh Mishpet, Siv Zayin, Afal Pi, Shen Yisratzo Habale Dinim, Bipshore, Bibesden, Yechelim Larza Behem, Kol Zman Shal Ikonu Miyod, Di Pshore Tzrich Hakinye, Afilo Bishleisho, So even Bishleisho, Tzrich Hakinye, Aval Im Konu Miyodo, En Yechelim Larza Behem, Afilo Biyoch, Aber in Konbi Yodom, in Chil Lazo Ben Afilo Biyochit. Wie Yei Shemrim, the Mechaba himself mentions the other Shittim. Wie Yei Shemrim, the Dafke Bishnai. But if Biyochit, even Konbi Yodom, so Yechil Lazo. Now if Pshore does not even have a Chalei Shem of Mishpot, he just, an agreement on a condition, so the condition can be anything one wants. So why should there be a difference between Yochid and Shnai? You see. So from that too we can deduce. But of course, I mean, but there is no hechach from the Shite, because most Rishenim hold that's only miut. I mean, but the most Rishenim hold that even be Yochid. So there is no hechach. But even though there is no hechach, what is true to the other Rishenim might be true to the Rishenim who say that is be Yochid. All right, we'll see about it. All right. V'chitayim epliga rabon nalei, we might appear as v'kuntras lehiel, so the more as kashe is, the more raise the kashe against Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shnayim shedonu d'neim din, and the Rav Shem Gamliel says, that yechelim marza behem. V'chitayim epliga rabon Shem Gamliel, v'omar rabavuye, Shnayim shedonu d'vahakel ein d'neim din. So the more answers, gavra koromis. Rabavuya holds that Hakel made him, the thing the name din. But Shmuel is Chilikan Rabavuya, and Shmuel holds that Rabbonon Achilikan and Rav Shem Gamliel. That is the terrace of the Gemara. But what did the Makshin assume? V'chiteim epliga Rabbon alid Rav Shem Gamliel, that even Shmuel must agree that. That the Rabbonon are not chilek and Rav Shem Gamliel. So it's kashe against Shmuel. So this is the kashe. How can the Makshin have such a sacred item? That even Shmuel will agree with Rav Avuye, that even the Rabbonon agree with Rav Shem Gamliel, that Shnayim Shedonu Baledin Yechil Larza Ben. V'chitem Pli Rabbonon Ali, Limai, so this is the kashe. Limai, the Pirish Bekuntres Lil. Die Mann, die Dorisch, wie Zedek Tischbe. Lach Schuhe Chat, Lesle Erev Parshi is. Because that's Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite is, that Ravacha Brid Ravuke, who says, Yochid Shedon, Din Teuro, Din Eidin, even if he's not the Mumcha Le Rabin, so mit der Reise, so it's because he mentions the drosh of Tzedek Tishbe. But Rashi says that Ravacha Brid Ravike holds Lavir of Parshi Sifkan. So Memele, the Elohim, and the three times Elohim that is mentioned in the parasha of Shomrim does not apply to the Israel boys. That's why Rabbi says, Yochit Shedan Dinedin. Yochit Shedan Dinedin. So it's mashma from Rashi. It's mashma from Rashi that once we assume that Eruv Parshi is Ksif Pekan, so then we cannot agree with Rabbi Brid Rabbi Kesdin. We cannot agree. We can only accept Rabbi Brid Rabbi Kesdin if we say, Love Eruv Parshi is Sifkan. But if we say, Eruv Parshi is Sifkan, then we cannot accept Rabbi Brid Rabbi Kesdin. We cannot accept Rabbi Brid Rabbi Kesdin. So he says, the man did do it, he said, Tish Pik Lachshur Echad, Lachshur Echad, less layer of parshis. Teime mai koma, avich teime, hovadai polikalei, man di less layer of parshis, u mai koma nam rabba vuyeh, shnaim shedonu, li divrei hakel, ein dinei em din. Because according to Rashi, now, what does it depend? I mean, the Gemara said, the Gemara Dabdinu said, that mai kebinaye, Ikebinaye, Doma Shmuel, Shnaim Shodun in Edish, Nikrobin Chotzet. Li Robe, Leslie di Shmuel. Robe, that's like Rabavue. So since he holds that the Parshi is Sifkan, so Mimele, so Midraise, we require Shleisho, Munchin. So Mimele, Shnaim Shodun in Edish, Eli in the Ebed, in the name Din. And Rabachabrin Rabike, so Israel di Shmuel. So in other words, whether we say Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din or Shnaim Shedonu Ein Dineim Din, according to Rashi's Pshat, so it depends upon the Machlekes Tanoim, whether Eruv Parshi is Sifkan or Eruv Parshi is Sifkan. That's the Machlekes Tanoim, whether Eruv Parshi is Sifkan. It's not only Negei Ligabi Mumchin and Shloisho, it's Negei Ligabi Hidoim Mikzas, whether it's Tzchirin Kvir Mikzas or Hidoim Mikzas or not. So according to Rashi's Pshat, we must say that the question as to whether Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din or Ein Dineim Din is towing that child, is towing that Machlekes Tanoim, whether Eruv Parshi is Sifkan or Ein Eruv Parshi is Sifkan. If we say, like Robe and like Rabbi Avuye, that Eruv Parshi is Sifkan, so Mele Midraise will require Mumchin Shleisho, so Shnaim Shedonu Ein Dineim Din. And if we say like Shmuel, that Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din, so that must be based on the Gemara says upon Rabache Brid Ravike, that Yochit Shedon Din Teirot, Dvar Teirot Dineim Din. So that means because Rabache Brid Ravike holds that Lavi Ruf Parash Yesifkan. Lavi Ruf Parash Yesifkan. So how can the Gemara say? How can the Maksh even have his Al-Gedaitoch? V'chi Teime. So the Makshin assumed that Shmuel also agree with it. Then the Gemara gives the Teretz Gavra Gavra Karomis. That's the Tarts. But the Makshin assumed that Shmuel will also agree that Rabbonan are not Chilik and Rav Shimon Gamliel. How can we even have this Al-Gedaitoch for one moment that Shmuel will also agree that the Rabbonan, that no one is Chilik and Rav Shimon Gamliel? How can we say that no one is chelik? Because Shmuel says, Shnaim Shedonu is the name Din. And that must be based upon the premise that Lav Eruv Parshi is Sifkan. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Shnaim Shedonu, so ain't the name Din. So Shmuel says that Shnaim Shedonu is the name Din. So that must be based upon the premise that they love Eruv Parshi as Sifkan. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel, he says, Shnaim Shedonu Ein Dineim Din. Ein Dineim Din. So that is based upon the premise, that Eruv Parshi as Sifkan. But the Atanoim who say, Love Eruv Parshi as Sifkan. So how could the Makshin say, V'chi Teime Pligar Abal Reb Shimon Gamliel, V'omar Abavui? No. So what did the Makshin say? Assume? No. That Rabbonan are not Chelik Ram Shem Gamliel. And Gabi Shmuel. That Shmuel will agree that Rabbonan are not Chelik Ram Shem Gamliel. Shmuel must say that Rabbonan are Chelik Ram Shem Gamliel. Because Ram Shem Gamliel's din is necessarily based upon the premise of Erev Parshias. And Shmuel himself, Shmuel's din is based upon the Shita Lavir of Parashiyas. So Mimele, the Rabbonim must be Chilika Rabshim Gamliel. So how could the Makshin assume otherwise? That's the discussion. We might appear we couldn't have the man the door said the Lakshu Echat, less layer of Parashiyas, Tim Maikom Abakhtime, Hobadi Polikale man less layer of Parashiyas, U Maikom and Amar Bavuya Shnaim Shedonu with the Hakel in the name Dean. Ain't it the Hakel, the Oike, the less layer of Parashiyas, the sphere of the name Dean? Alke Nire. So Memele Shmuel's din of Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din and Shmuel must accord with Rabbah Hebrei Ravike Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din, so does not necessarily have to be based upon the premise of any of Parshis. In other words, Shmuel can agree that Eruv Parshis Ksivka. And still agree with Rabbah Hebrei Ravike that Echot Shedon Din Teiro Din Eidin, Mimele Shnaim Shedonu Din Eim, Shnaim Shedonu Din Eim Din, Shnaim Shedonu Din Eim Din. So, it's not difficult. So what's the difference between Rashi and Tesfes? Because according to Rashi, why was it difficult? According to Rashi, it's not difficult to call it Tesfes. The answer is, because according to Rashi, so Shmuel necessarily, Shmuel's din of Shnaim Shedonu Dineim din must necessarily be based upon the premise of any of Parashiyas Sifkan. So Memele, how could the Gemara have his Al-Gadaitoch that Rabbonin not Chilek HaRavshim Gamliel? Since Shmuel's din is necessarily based upon the premise Lavir of Parshiyas, and Rav Shimon Gamliel's din is necessarily based upon the premise Eruv of Parshiyas, so Meile Rabbonim must be chelik and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to Tesis, that Rabbah Hebrei Ravike himself can also hold that Eruv Parshiyas he can. And still he says, Yoch Jitom, because of Exeris HaKosu, said it is from Misecho. So Meile Shmuel too can agree, and he does agree, Shmuel. So Shmuel too can agree with the premise that Eruv Parshiyas Sifkan, and still Yochid Shedon Din Teiro Din Edin, and Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din, and Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din. So Mele, when Rabbi Avuye said, Shnaim Shedonu Lidivrei Hakel in Dineim Din, So he says, Shnaim Shedonu Lidivrei Hakel in Dineim Din, he means the Hakel according to all those who say of Parshis. So Rabbah will be made that the Mandoma who says Lavir of Parshis, so then it's Dinei Din. But he says Lidivrei Hakel, all those who say of Parshis must agree that ain't the name Din. With the rack of the Kommer of Avuye, Hochekoma, Lidivre Hakel, the Islayer of Parshiyas, Shnaim Shedonu, ain't the name Din. So now, why isn't, alright, so that answers the second Kash of Teisves. But why, how does it answer the first Kash of Teisves? Well, it answers, the Mashor points out, it answers the first Kash of Teisves also, according to Teisves, Pshat. Because once we say that the halacha of Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din must not necessarily be based upon the premise of any Eruv Parshiyas Sifkan, and that it can accord with the premise Eruv Parshiyas Sifkan. So Mele, why should we say that the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon Gamliel, so the Havamin of Gemara was, the Rabbonon of Rav Shimon Gamliel, so also agreed with Rav Shimon Gamliel. True, the one who says any of Parshiyas Sifkan, it's the name Din. But who holds any of Parshiyas? That's only Rome Bachome. The Gabi made Mixas, and this equates the Shaila of Eruv Parshiyas, the Gabi made Mixas, the Shaila of Eruv Parshiyas, the Gabi Smuchim, and Gibbon. He equates one with the other. So Mele, who? So since Shmuel's din of Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din does not necessarily have to be based upon the premise of Lavir of Parshiyas, It can accord with the Mandomar of Eruv Parshias also. So then, Minastam, we have to assume that Shmuel holds that Eruv Parshias Sifkan, because why should we say Lav Eruv Parshias Sifkan? Who says, who is the Tane who says that Lav Eruv Parshias Sifkan? We got to meet Mikzas. Only Rome Bachome, but others are knowing not. So Memele, the Gemara assumed that the Rabbonon are not Chilik and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Iname, ki de parash de liyo. Da filu li man di les leir of parashiyes, ko soba rabba vuye, shnayim shedonu ein dine yendim. Mi mish betechot. U preis li liyo di moyimum chorabna lechidis, u tzapona meshapir, dein dine yendim, ki de reshlo. Alright, now. Gufi, omer rabba vuye. Shnaim shedonu dine momenes li dewa akal in dine yendim. Eis ve rabbe le rabba vuye. Donas adin, viziko es achay, vichiyev es azaka, time es atoye, tiyo es atome, מה שאוסו, אוסו, ומשל מבייסי, ומשל מבייסי. So we see that מה שאוסו, אוסו, the din is valid. So it's לא שיוחד. So there was no shleishon. So we see from this gemore, so we see from this that that Shnaim Shedonu, so the name Din? Because according to Rabbi Avuye, the Shnaim Shedonu ain't the name Din, ain't the name Din. Why is Mashiach also it? Even if he didn't make a mistake, it's not valid. And here it says that even if he made a mistake, the Dayan, it's valid. So it's a kash against Rabbi Avuye. So the Gemara answers, Ochamaskinon, the Kiblu Alai. So in other words, so the Kiblu Alai. The Kiblu Alai. Yoche amai mishal mebeise. The omole dain tolon din teir. So memele, there was no ischaives. There was no ischaives. But there was just, it was betzene, that it wasn't al decree. So memele, if a mistake was made, so is michuyev to pay. But the din is a din. So in other words, so we see that even according to Rabbi Avuye, who says Shnaim Shedonu, so is Ein Dinei Ein Din, that Shnaim Shedonu is Ein Dinei Ein Din, so it is only when it's al dekvie. But if it's not al dekvie, not. But then it's certainly Dinei Din. So Rabbi Avuye, that we see from this Gemara. That Rabbi Avuye says Shnaim Shedonu. So is in the name Din, so it is only when the Din is al dekvie. But if it's built same by Din, so then if Rabbi Avuye is masking that Shnaim Shedonu is the name Din. That's the raya that Tesis mentioned. Davgimu. The Tesis mentioned Davgimu. Now, the question is, from the Rashi, it appeared differently. From the Rashi, it appeared from Rashi, it appeared that only when they were mikabel, but when they were not mikabel, not the Rashi dafei om dalet v'im loy zil shlim pir v'kuntres v'im loy gidamu or dain lo din teir. So we said that according to Rashi, so only when it's Birtzein Baladin. But there was no Ischaimis, but it's Birtzein Baladin. So then, but if it's not Birtzein Baladin, that then not. So in other words, so even Yochid Mumche. So even Yochid Mumche, so according to Rashi, so even Yochid Mumche cannot be done al dekvi without Rishus. From the Nosi or the Rishgaluse. So Teisa says the Kashi against Rashi from this Gemara. So we said that according to Rashi, we have to say that this has reference to the case of Imumch. Now, but Teisa pointed out that the Rashi could not have reference to the case of Imumch because the Seife concludes Der Tesis da fei. Pir be kontres. Wie loy zil shlim, pir be kontres, wie loy ki namo dein und tere. Wie kosh dem kein mei daik moche da fil loy kommen wir so wir. Namo ma so 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 wie schauen basic mit kam a paar abuye mit uns adin und mekel be kibla alaye. And that range must have reference to shenem um khaire. Doch a tonne seife um um khabi mi poter. So obviously the range has reference to the case where it's not the mumchel rabbi. So if we was mikabel alai, even though it wasn't the ischayves, it was just dinol din teire. So then the din is a din. So when do we say that the mumchel rabbi, so is din a din, so it must be even al the kviyeh. So we said that Rashi will hold that even the reish has reference to one who is gomo bisover. I mean to a mumche. So how is it? So that's why it's dinedin. Where it's dainlochol when they said dainlochol in teire. So why does the sefer say vimo yom mumche lerabim? So it's poter. The implication being that the reish has reference to the case where it's not mumche lerabim. So we said that because the expression mumche lerabim means. Expression Mumchel Rabbi means not only that he is a Boki, he is a Gomer Bisavir. Mumchel Rabbi means also in the Sefer when he says Mumchel Rabbi, Patel Shalom means that he had reshus from the Nosi. That means Mumchel Rabbi. Mumchel Rabbi in the sense that the Nosi appointed him as a Dayan for the Rabbi. But the Reisha also deals with the Mumche, but not Mumchel Rabbi. So that's why in the Reishe, since he didn't have rishus from the Nosi, so Memele, he's mechuyev, and in the Sefer where he's a mumchel rabim, so he's potam l'shal. But in the Haname, according to Rashi, so this aloche, that mumchel rabim, so he can be done. So it can only be done only by tzein baledim, but al dekviyah not. And we said in Rashi that it's only alibe one mandoma, not alibe the other mandoma. But then we saw that according to the Rambam, shite is according to everybody. All right, now. Omer Rav Safra l'Ravade, di toye b'mai. So it says that if the diet was done as a din, he made the toyes, so the din is valid, the psak din is valid, but he has to be Mishal. So what kind of a toy did he make? Ila ima di toy bidva mishne v'omar Rav Sheshes omar Rav Ase toy bidva mishne chiz. So in other words, if a dayan makes a mistake in a dvar mishne not b'shikol adas, so then the din cannot be valid. Elo di toy b'shikol adas. So since the toy was only b'shikol adas, so and the dayan render the decision bona fide, I mean in good faith. So Memele, the din is valid, even though we made a toyes. Inasmuch as the toyes was only a toy b'shikol adas. Heiche dome b'shikol adas, omer Rav Poppe, ki gitrei tanoye utrei amroye, di pligi ha-dode, velo yitmar hilchese eloi kima, velo yitma, visu yen de alme alibe de chad minaye, vi oz liye vi obat ki idoch, hayne shikol adas. So we see from this Gemara that the mina hiluch, in other words, if the minig of the dayoni, the achoye of the dayoni, when it say v'sugin da'alme, it doesn't mean that the minig of amoretz, it means the dayoni. The Dayonim amachria usually like one tane, like one amere. So that is machria the din. I mean, that's a aloche. Let's say even in the raise, let's say there are many situations where there is a machlekes reshenim, whether it's mutam in the raise or osam in the raise, But if the achoye of the poskim is the achoy of the poskim is like one shite, so mele we do not, we one is not mechuyev to be cheshish for the other shite. So that's it, because this is called the toys. After all, what kind of a toys did he make? There is a machlekes amroim, a machlekes amroim, and sukin daume, the minagoelom is, the minagoelom is like one. And he passed like the other. So that's a toys. Why is that toys? So we see that where there is a machlekes, and the minagoelom is like one, I mean the minagoelom of those who know Edin, not the minagoelom of those who don't know Edin. So that is machria. That is machria. And that's the reason as to why, I mean, let's say, the Ramor, many times, he'll be machria in the Raisa also. He'll be machria in the Raisa, and sometimes we call it. So if he's machria lechumre, so he can say, because we get the Raisa lechumre. That's why he's machria lechumre. But the number of times you'll find the Ramor is machria in the Raisa, lechumre. So how is he machria in the... So it's not that it was his own judgment, because the poskim, the minaga poskim, was to paskim like the meikil, so that's why the ramor is machia likud. Hanishikodas. Leime kitanoi. Should we say that the machlekes of Shmuel and Rabbi Avuhe, whether Shnaim should don't name Din or in the name Din, is a machlekes tanoi. Is a machlekes tanoi. Bitzua bishleisho. What does bitzua mean? Psho. Divrei Reb Meir. V'chachomim emrim, psho Rebbe Yochid. Savuo likul alme makshinom psho ledi. My love, behokom ifli. Dimasova. So everybody, Reb Meir and Chachomim agree that Pshor has the same aloha as Din. My love, how come if we get? Di mar sova din bishleisho, umar sova din bishnayim. Umar sova din bishnayim. So of course, there is no doubt that according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that likul alme makshinom Pshor lidin, that Pshor is not just a settlement. It's not just a ischayves and a mechile and a tnai. And the tnai happens to be the discretion of the diet. The psak, the decision by the dying. So then the decision of the dying has no significance. It could be a decision by anybody, not Davke dying. I said it was a decision by a monkey. So we see according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so that the Gemara said that Kul Alme Makshin and Pshor Ledin, that Pshor is not just a settlement. Pshor is also a psak din. But there are two kinds of psak din Torah. There is a psak din Torah without the consent of the parties, without the kabbalah by the baladin. So then there is only one psak. That's the strict din. And then if there is kabbalah by the baladin, so then there is also another psak din Torah. But it has a halishem din Torah, because the Gemara said in the Havamin is sovuli kula al memakshin pshalim. My love, welcome to me. The mar sova din bishleisho. Reb Meir holds the din is bishleisho, and since Pshor also has a chalei shem din, so mele it also requires shleisho. Umar sova din bishnai. Lo yikul al me din bishleish. Ve'ochi v'okam v'liye. The mar sova makshinom Pshor l'din. So according to the Teretz of the Gemara, so it is, there is no doubt that Reb Meir certainly holds that Pshore is not just a settlement on itnai. Because if Pshore is a settlement on itnai, and the itnai happens to be a decision by a dayan, but it's not dayan because dayan, it's dayan because that was the condition. So how can we say makshinu Pshore din? What shaykhaz is there? So even according to Teretz of the Gemara, Alibi the Reb Meir certainly Pshor is not just a settlement. But the Shaila is Umar Sova Loi Makshin Pshor Lidin. According to the Rabbonon of Reb Meir, so Loi Makshin Pshor Lidin. So that we can explain in two ways. Either because Loi Makshin Pshor Lidin, because the Rabbonon holds, whereas Reb Meir holds, that Pshor is not a settlement. It's also, he has a Halishan Din. So the Rabbonon Achilik, and the whole Pshore is not Din. It's just a settlement on itnai. So the psaki is not psak, it's, you call it psak, but it happens to fulfill the condition of the dayan. Or we can, that's one way of explaining the Rabbanan of Rameya. Oh no, the Rabbanan also agree with Rameya that Pshore is not just a settlement on Itnai. It also has a Chalish and Mishpot. It also has a Chalish and Mishpot. Mishpot change Mizdoko. But they hold, since it's a different type of a Psagdin, it's a different type of a Mishpot, it's a Mishpot that can only be rendered with the consent of the parties and with Kabbalah's Kinyan, so Melev, there is no Hekesh between Pshor and Din. But the Rabbanon can also agree that Pshor has a Chalish and Mishpot. Leime klot et anoy b'pshor. So the Gemara says, should we say that there are three shittes in pshor? The marsovar b'shleisho, that's Rameya. Umarsovar b'shnai, umarsovar b'shnai, and umarsovar b'yocht. So marsovar b'shleisho. So, what is the Rashi? Pligat b'pshore. Reb Meir sova b'shleish. Reb Shim Gamliel sova liu b'shnai. Because Reb Shim Gamliel said shnayim shosu p'shoro im baledin yichin l'arvav, and he doesn't mention echot. He mentions shnayim. And the Rabbonim of Reb Meir, the Chachomim, they say b'feiresh, p'shoro b'yor. Oh. מסו בשליש ומסו בשנה מסו ביוחד. אומר רבה חבר דעבי כבי, תאימה, רב ימה בר שלמיה, מן דה אומר תרי אפילו חד נם, והי די רבשים גם לא ירוסס תרי, so he's made even חד, והי די כומר תרי, כהי חדי לב על יסעד, now that's why there is תתושית אסני מחבר, נסימי ידווי סיבליין, so the first question in the Mechaber Simi Yudvei Sifuzayin is, that Pshor is Afil B'yocht. Why? Because true, we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel mentions Shnayim, but Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't mean Davke Shnayim. He only mentions Shnayim so that there would be no Sveikis in the Biru Atom. In the Biru Atom. Keichad Reval Esad. But insofar as the effect, the validity of the psagdin of the pshor is concerned, so even by one, it is valid. It is valid. So the first lotion in the Mechaber holds that this Gemara says alib demes. The second lotion holds that the Gemara only says that Rabache Breid Ravike says biderech tchiyah. In other words, you cannot be machriach. You cannot. There is nothing that compels us to say that Rav Shimon Gamliel. That Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Davke Shnayim. There is nothing that compels us. You can say Rav Shimon Gamliel also agrees, but Alibi de Emes, Rav Shimon Gamliel really holds Davke Shnayim. This is how the second lotion, the Yeshemrim, in Simen Yudvei Siv Zayin holds. The Rashi. Donas Adin, right for the second line. Bimum chalek lemem. It's on a safe bimum chalek bez. So what will I have to say? What Rashi says here, bimum chay, this contradicts what we said in Rashi. But when we could say that what Rashi says, bimum chalek lemem, he means not a mum chay lebez, mum chalek rabbi, who already received rishus from the Nos. Donas Adin Yechidi Mash, from Shalom Beisi, Befirkin, the Kamo, Meikel, and also the Nosim Yad. We told him, Asher Osa Osa, Alme Dine Din, Diloi Dine Leda. Diloi Dine, if it's not a Din Leda, Din Teiro, Vichim, the Torah, Lav Din Teiro, Don. So that's why he's Mechuyev to pay. But Va Mishne, She Mishne, Foresh, She Torah. Chayzer, Marz, Marzer, Sadin, Vin, Mishalom Beisi, Dachim, Dabon, Furesh, Uein, Dine Din. Visuge, Alme, Hilo, Dine, Chad, Menayim. Was Lee of Robert Kidach, Hilkar Dinner Lehoda, חייב לי יתמר יוחס לי כמר וכמר, היי בל דיני נוקת לי בוי לשלומי. דום עלי פסחת לי דינוי, ומי הוא יהיה בוי לשלומי, כי בניסוג עם דלמי כי ידוח. למי כדם נוי עוד אמרינו נשמו רבוי את פליגה, ביצוי פשור. סבור רבו נמרוי בני הישיב ובוי למי מרוח את זה בשמו רבוי את פליגה. תקול עלמה בו נרב מיימק שאין פשור לדין, תכסיב משפט את צדוק. ואמרינו לי כמה לזהו ביצוע, עלמה דיסקס למשפט. פלוס את הנוי פליגה פשור. רב מאיר עשו בשלי שם, שגם נצבל לי בשניים רבו נתגע רב מאיר עשו ביחד. מה נמטרי אף אחד מעכשיו, אחים נמקשינו ללדין, מה לתרים על אחד. נאו די גמור אסס. There is a diuk haloshen from Rashi. I mean, it's not a strong diuk. When Rashi says, "Man do matrei afilu bechad michsher, dechim do lemachshino leilidin mali trei mali chad," so there is a slight diuk.